Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, August 2nd. As I get into my flow, I'm joined by Emily. Thank you for joining me, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm
of
excited.
Course. This is exciting. I was looking forward to you coming in.
Thanks.
We met a couple of days ago, and you seemed very bubbly and happy and stuff.
Thank you.
And I like people that are happy around me, you know?
It's a good thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Be happy all the time.
It always depends on who you surround yourself with,
exactly.
You know? You always have to be, somebody told me once, you got to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. And I keep saying funnier than you, you know, and then you learn new things all the time. So everybody, thank you for joining us. We're on Facebook Live today, as we often are, with guests in the studio. You can go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there. We have a couple of exciting guests sitting right here, and we'll get to them in just a moment. They're visiting us from Vegas, right?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
We tried not to talk with them too much because once we know everything, so we seem rude sometimes to the guests, but that's okay. You know, we try not to find out too much about it. Yeah. Hold on, you'll get a chance to talk. That's what usually happens. People want to talk right away, but I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Are you an LA native?
I'm not. I'm originally from New York, and actually, this is funny. We were just talking about this. I'm about an hour and a half south of Buffalo, New York, but I tell everyone just New York and hope that they think it's New York City.
Really? Why?
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's Buffalo.
You're writing on New York City's reputation.
Yeah.
Huh?
I did live in Manhattan, so it's not all false.
Really?
But, yeah.
For how long did you live there?
Like a couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's still long, though,
yeah.
To live in Manhattan. Did you like it?
You know, I always say that it's a great place to visit, not a great place to live.
That's my exact quote.
But no, the city's great. I mean, it has everything you want, just like LA.
It does. But you know what? Everything's old and crowded and dirty. A lot of it is dirty anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just a stereotype. I mean, when I go there, you're right. It's like, first of all, you get like this like injection of energy, you know? So suddenly you're like, wow, you know, LA seems dead compared to here.
Compared to New York?
To New York. Yeah,
well,
that's what I mean.
Constantly going, yeah.
Right.
Where I lived, I mean, literally, it's the city that never sleeps. 2 a.m., people are just like, what are you doing? How are you awake?
I know.
Go to sleep.
I know. And for those of you who don't know, although LA is the second largest city in the country, things close down at 9, 10 o'clock here. Only in the city, some places, you know, like the clubs and stuff. But other than that, forget about it.
Well, I get
you
Chinese
can't
food,
even get a McDonald's. Yeah. You can get Chinese at 9 o'clock, you know? So that's LA for you. And so when did you move here?
So I actually have been coming here for years. So my sister lived here for 13 years and I would visit her about 4 times a year. Fell in love with LA. And then so I act full time. So I lived in Indianapolis. I had a home there. And when I was filming, I would come out here and stay here for a couple of months. And then when I wasn't, went back to Indianapolis. But good problem to have. I was out here all the time. So I've been out. I like to say about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years I've been out here, but I actually only officially moved in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah. It's nice to permanently be here.
At least you knew what you were moving to, though, right? It's not
exactly.
Like a surprise.
Well, that's the thing. When people were like, oh, are you so excited to move to LA? I was like, I'm happy to be here, but it's not like a giant move since, you know, I'd been coming
right.
for years. So.
Yeah, no, that's true. And you know, many people come here and they had never been here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you move to a new place without checking it out first? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
especially LA. I mean,
yeah, you know, it's crazy. So, well, that's cool. So, you're an actor, right? Did you start that back east? I mean, were you acting or was that something that you.
My parents always like to tell a story about. Remember the Scholastic Book Fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, when I was in elementary school, I guess I would come home from the Scholastic Book Fair with books like How to Get an Agent. Like, I've just always.
Really?
Like, not Clifford, not anything like that. Just like
kids?
How to Get an Agent. So, I've always wanted to do it. It's what I've always wanted. There was a period of time when I was like, yeah, nah, it's not going to happen. Like, nah.
Right.
You know, I can't. There's too many people. Then one day I was like, why the hell not?
Yeah.
And here I am.
Well, very cool. So you like it so far?
You love it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, welcome to the city.
Thank you.
I always say to everybody, come on down. You know, we only have 4 million people.
New
York has 8. We could take more.
Right.
We have wider areas here. But this city is so congested, it's unbelievable,
it's
right? Have you noticed that?
I remember when I came the other day, I told you that I walked here.
Yeah.
I walked here again.
Really?
Like, oh my gosh, yes. If I can stay off the roads, I'm going to stay off the roads.
Yeah, well, you better pray there's no 100-degree weather, my God.
I know.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We'll continue talking and stuff, but we don't want to alienate our guests here. They already look like they're getting bored to death. So we'll bring them closer to the mic so they can sort of like participate in the show. Just sort of, right?
Just a little.
Well, we're joined by Electric Radio Kings, Stacy Blades and Johnny Rude. In other words, you're not just with one blade, you're multi-blade type of guy.
Multifaceted guy.
Right. And Johnny Rude, who doesn't seem rude at all, or maybe I don't know you well
enough.
No,
I'm actually
It's
not.
Rude.
Rude.
Yeah, no, it's rude. But very polite. Yes, we'll go with that.
Okay. So you're a polite, rude guy.
Very much so, I'd say. Yeah, that's, I get that. Everyone thinks that when your name and stuff, but no, it's just...
But that's isn't that a name you made up, though?
No.
That's your real name?
Yeah.
Wow.
I get the same thing with sweet. I've gotten sour my whole life. Oh, is that
really?
Like, yeah. Sweet's your last name?
Right.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's like, yeah.
Shut
I
up.
I get it. All right.
That's true, right? Wow. So, Johnny Rude, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
Originally from Toronto.
Really?
Originally, yeah.
Oh. And you?
Calgary.
Stacey?
Calgary, but I grew up in Toronto. It's funny because we've both had long music careers. I didn't know Johnny back in Toronto. I didn't meet him until I moved to Las Vegas.
It's an interesting story. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually opened up for his band
years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. We won't date ourselves, but
so it's a small world.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Toronto. Then I moved to Florida in the early 90s.
Okay.
Hell.
Yeah, anywhere in Florida is fine.
Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. Then I lived here in L.A. for 14 years, and I've been in Vegas for about 6 now.
6 years in Vegas already?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, already. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're in Vegas too, right?
Yeah, I've been
and
there.
And that's where you guys met, in Vegas?
We met in kind of a funny story, as we were saying with Stace. I ran into him at a bar, and you know, we sort of indirectly, hey, Stacy Blades, Johnny Rude. But he walked in and started talking to him and said, oh, yeah, I played in this band. He goes, you get out of here. The Alma Combo downtown Toronto. He goes, I opened for you. And I'm like, oh, my God,
whoa.
This is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's even funnier that a friend of his the other day sent him a ticket stub with my band and, again, one of his friend's bands, and he showed it to me. Again, it was from 1980-something.
Wow.
Crazy.
How cool,
crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, and then we got together, and Stace and I, over the last 6 years, have been trying to put something together, and we put this together a few years ago, and here we are talking to you guys.
Yeah. You put this together. What is this, the band you have now?
The Electric Radio Kings, yeah.
Right. So you guys, when you met, how long ago did you meet? 5 years ago, did you
five
say?
5 years ago. Band's only been together 3 years.
Okay.
Now, the singer of Electric Radio Kings, Paul Christiana, he's actually from New Orleans.
Oh.
And I met him out here. He had hired
He might even be watching this right now. I bet he's watching. Right.
Hey, Paul.
Right.
Hey,
Paul. He had hired me for a session. And that's how we met.
Uh-huh.
And we'd done quite a few recording sessions together.
You recorded with someone pretty cool.
Yeah, the late, great Andy Johns, who I'd worked with, who produced quite a few albums over the last 40 years, like Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, Eddie Money, Rod
Van
Stewart,
Halen.
Van Halen, Cinderella.
I've heard of some of them.
Yeah. When I was in L.A. Guns, we had done 3 or 4 records with him, and Andy, the second session we did, Andy went in the hospital, and 10 days later, he died.
Wow.
So that was pretty crazy. So that project didn't work out with Paul, but Paul had reached out to me about 3 years ago and wanted to do something, and so I kind of corralled I said, instead of going to LA, let's go to, I said, you come to Vegas. I said, there's a cool scene here. There's great studios. And I said, I got some great cats in town. And that's kind of how this thing started. And we started writing some amazing music. And I'm like, this is going to end up just more than a recording.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how it
turned
started.
Into a band. Yeah.
And it turned out
project.
That you guys like the same kind of music too,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We wanted
wow.
to do something
Broadway
cool
show
and,
tunes
yeah.
and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Big band, yeah. full shit.
So we had a really definite plan of like what we wanted, and we kind of took our favorite bands like Foo Fighters and Stone Temple Pilots and Cheap Trick and stuff like that. And that was kind of the template.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we charted on Billboard.
It worked.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Billboard, that's amazing.
Yeah, when did you chart on Billboard?
We started a big radio campaign with a company called Landshark Promotion. Gary Jay and Rob Baldwin over in Jersey, and they do everybody like Ozzy, Buck Cherry, Foo Fighters.
Wow.
Spread them on
I know some of those too.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And great guys. They love the band, and we had done a campaign with them the last year, and we did actually pretty good with a single that we had on an EP. So we finished our record, and Back to Black.
Remember
was,
those things, records?
Yeah.
Remember those?
I
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Shit, I
we,
do.
We actually
I remember.
Finished one.
Yeah.
So we decided Back to Black was going to be the single, and we shot a video for it. And in March, we started the campaign, and we entered Billboard Mainstream Rock at 87, and within 3 weeks, we jumped to 28.
Wow.
And held that spot that? For 2.5 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. And that's your first release? Was that your first release?
That was our second release.
Second release,
yeah,
okay.
Because we did a single last, the prior
year,
that didn't enter Billboard, but it still did pretty good. Alice Cooper.
It put us on the map, yeah.
Featured us on his radio show, Nights with Alice Cooper.
Right.
That kind of broke the band open nationally.
That had to be an amazing feeling to have Alice Cooper endorse you guys like that.
It's pretty cool. It's funny because when I was in LA Guns, we did a bunch of shows with him and got to know him, and he's just a wonderful guy. So he's going through, he's really talking about the band on his radio show after he played the single, and he's going through everybody, and he ends with in my name, and he's like, says my name, and he's like, he goes, I think I know Stacey Blades.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to hear your name, like hear Alice Cooper say Johnny Rude and Paul Christiana
right.
and El Cheetah, and, you know, that's he's a great guy. So
yeah.
And he actually was at one of our shows last summer when we played the
Hard Rock
at Vinyl, a really cool venue inside the Hard Rock Casino. And we played with his son's band, Dash Cooper. And Alice was there because they were, I think the next couple of nights
they were playing.
Alice Cooper was playing, but
playing the joint. Yeah.
For, to have Alice Cooper at your show,
I mean,
also
how can you
thank
beat
him
that?
In person for playing his song to 200 nationally syndicated.
Yeah,
radio
that
stations.
Must have made you feel
that
good.
That was awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about your music video. Mm-hmm. So I was watching, and
which one?
The Back to Black.
Okay.
And so Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Rest in peace. She's amazing.
I know.
How did you guys, like, you have a lot of like Easter eggs in honor of her in that music video. How did you always want to do that?
Okay.
That was Paul's idea.
Hold on a sec. Yes. That was our singer. He wanted to do that song. I never really heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I wasn't that familiar with it. And then Paul's like, when he brought it up, I'm like, what are we going to do with
what
this?
Are we doing with this?
how are we going to remake
it? Let's say this. When we started recording it, he was not with us. We just heard the song, and I go, okay, well, kind of fake. We'll speed it up.
We're trying to pre-production, it was like,
It was like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
And really?
Within the first 3 or 4 seconds, we're playing it. My compadre over here, he goes, no way, we can't do this.
I was ready to throw my guitar at the wall.
He lost it. And I was saying, hang on a sec. Let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
So we basically bed tracked it. We laid down everything.
Yeah.
And we just had so much to go with. And then we had a producer, this guy. We'll talk about him in a minute. But we just handed this stuff off. And magically, He edited the song and put it all together.
He really had the grand vision.
Yeah, and all the stuff that we had done, Stacey had redone with him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of magical, this song, and it's grown on me.
It's a great song.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool. And the compliments we've had, the way we've done it, surprising, you know, because you put a song out there, you don't know, again, Amy Winehouse fans or just rock and rollers for that matter.
Right.
They came back and said, no, this is really cool what you guys did, where you went with it. And I was like, oh, okay, little pat on the back for us for and Paul right. for picking it.
And right. Mike Gillies, who produced our record, who's Metallica's been with Metallica, he's been their studio engineer since 95. If it wasn't for Mike, it wouldn't have sounded the way it did.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, we were trying a lot of things, and it was this isn't working, you know, through no fault of anybody's.
Right.
But Mike had this, he ripped it apart, I mean, note for note.
And wow, very cool. So I'll tell you what, I don't know the Amy Winehouse song, so what I'd like to do is play a few notes of that by her.
Sure.
And then we'll hear your version.
Yeah. Sure.
And that will be interesting, you know?
You know, I know the song? Was good because I remember watching the video of the Amy version and that night. I went in bed and it was just like, we've only said goodbye with words. And it wouldn't leave. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is gonna work.
It's gonna work.
I just replay over and over and over.
With it.
It's very haunting. It's amazing.
This is the one that made the Billboard, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right. Now the question is, were you guys? You didn't really know her music before, right?
No,
I just knew that.
Did you follow
Rehab
her
song? And
okay.
I followed her career because she was. I didn't follow it, but knew about her career of all the stuff she got into.
Exactly.
Right. And that was it. And then for me, it was obscure enough. I like obscure. I like trying to do something weird as opposed to cliche. That's why I said, let's give this song a shot. I agreed to it. So I didn't know much about her at all. And then as we did I Googled her.
It was,
it was
our singer Paul's idea. He's way into Amy.
He likes that.
He got a lot of those Easter eggs in that music video. So that's surprising.
Yeah, that was him. He wanted to do all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
You picked up on that.
I did.
Yeah, she did. She said it twice already.
Easter eggs. Hear that, Paul? Easter eggs. And I thought it was real Easter eggs.
That's funny. Okay, so I'm going to play a few notes of Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. I like it already.
Should try their version.
He left no time to regret. Kept his way with his shame.
All right, we get the idea. I don't want to play the whole song because
right.
we want to play your version.
But here's something, a little footnote to that.
Right.
That's maybe the second time I've ever heard that song.
Really?
I when we did it, I did listen to it, but then I wanted to, it for me personally, I'm the drummer, I wanted it to be our song.
Right, your song,
so
exactly.
I heard it once, I went, that's enough, and then when we started playing it, it became our song. So I played it like our song.
Awesome.
So it's interesting for me to hear. That's literally, I think, the second time I've heard that.
Wow, yeah. Very cool. So now you can compare too. So let's listen to your version of it. I have Back to Black here by Electric Radio Kings. And so, Stacey, what do you play
guitar.
In the band? You're the guitarist and you're the drummer. Sounds good. How many people in the band?
Five?
I was
going
to say 17. Yes.
Yeah, right?
Two guitar players, bass.
And drums. Wow. Not even a keyboard, though.
No.
Wow.
And this,
you're that hard rock, huh?
There's a lot of keyboards in this. We have none the way we did it.
Yeah.
There's none.
All right. Well, I'm curious now.
Me too.
Let's All right.
Go. Here we go.
So let's listen to Electric
Radio.
This will
be the first time I've listened to this.
Yeah.
Wow,
I love it. Cool, huh? It's see, I would love this song by itself too, probably even more than Amy's, because she's not really my style.
It up a bit, but we rocked it up a bit, but kept the essence of the song.
It's you
the
did
same time signature.
Yeah, the and
chorus,
the melody
the
and
chorus
everything.
Coming in, it's so catchy.
It's huge.
Cool. I love it, man.
Thanks.
You guys are a great band.
Thanks.
When you very tight, you know?
Yeah.
Had that when you listened to it, where you're like, oh, yeah, this is a hit. Where you're like, oh, yeah, of course it is.
Well, we knew, and I say this to Stace, I say it to everybody, we know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can't deny it's good, yeah. Whether you love heavy metal or you know, funk and stuff.
Right.
But it's good. So you don't know if it's a hit or not. You hope it is.
Right.
And people gravitated to it and said, this is really cool what you guys did. And
yeah.
I always knew it was cool, but
it's
funny
because,
never know.
You know, there was some radio station.
You got to get close.
He's
almost in the next room already. Yeah. You got to sit by the microphone, my friend.
There was, some radio stations that just were not interested because it was a cover.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Right off the bat, they're not even giving it a chance because it's a cover.
Right.
Which really surprised me. It didn't happen a lot, but there was a few stations.
You'd think they'd go, hey, this is a cover. This is easy.
You know, Bad Wolves had such a huge hit redoing the Cranberry Zombie.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of surprised by that. But overall, we got a pretty good reception.
Yeah, very nice. Now, let me ask you, it begs the question, mm-hmm. though. Do you guys have to get permission to do this?
Yeah, you got
to
get song licensing.
You do.
Yeah,
there's a bunch
company.
Of paperwork
yeah.
you fill out. Yeah. And it's
right.
pretty simple.
But then they give it to you, and then you can do.
Because we don't make royalties off that. That goes to Amy Winehouse and
oh,
Mark Ronson,
I see. Okay.
who wrote
that explains
the song.
It.
Yeah. And we'll but make it got mechanicals off it, the playing ability, but everything
right.
it goes to the songwriters.
Yeah. Exactly. But the thing is that still you're the ones identified with
right.
this.
With it's like song. Van Halen.
It's
when
it's good press.
It's great press. Yeah. Van Halen did the Kink song, You Really Got Me.
Yeah. Really
and it's pretty
that.
Much a Van Halen song now. But
right.
I think even the Kinks have relinquished it to saying it's a Van Halen song, but they still
really?
Wrote it.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. It's a cover. And I mean, if this really went huge, uh-huh. it still can. We'd love that to
yeah,
happen. But still,
yeah.
all the royalties go back to the songwriters. If
right.
someone took
yeah,
one of our
yeah, I don't
want to
do any more covers.
No, we're not doing any more covers.
yeah.
We want our
exactly.
own. We want our own songs out there. The next
yeah.
song you're going to play.
Not that we had some fun. Let's make a couple bucks, you know?
Yeah. But it gets you out there and gets people familiar with the band and stuff. Because,
right.
You know, fans of that genre or of that person. It's like, yeah, let me check this out. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I dig that. And then they'll get into your other stuff.
Right.
Right. Very cool, man. The band is Electric Radio Kings. Let's give a plug to you. Give us the name of the singer. It was Paul. Did you
Paul
say?
Christiana,
right?
Yes.
And the other guys on there, the bass and the guitar.
The lineup at the time we recorded was Johnny, myself, and Paul, and guitar player Keith Horn, who lives here in LA, and bassist Del Cheetah.
Uh-huh.
Keith and Del, because of
their scheduling,
their scheduling
and their lives are really busy.
Dell works with Chris Angel. He's
right.
on the Magic Show.
The
actually.
Magician.
Yeah.
So it's impossible for him to tour, and Keith has his own guitar company here in LA, and he's working with a lot of high-profile clients, so it's hard for them to really do this full-time with us. So we've got a couple of new guys. Awesome guy named David Harris, who's
uh-huh.
From a band called Lovesick Radio on
great
guitar.
Great guitar player, yeah.
And another actually LA native, but he's been in Vegas for a while. guy named Brian DeLighton, and he's on bass.
I see. So, very cool. Yeah. And today, you said back then. Do you have a different members in the band now?
That's what we were saying.
That's the lineup now.
The lineup.
Oh,
now.
That's the one now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Brian and David are in our band now, and we actually just did a quick little tour out to Salt Lake City and Idaho
Falls.
And they kind of debuted with us there. So yeah, they're officially in now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you tour often?
Sorry?
We're going to New Orleans.
We tour often. Yeah, sorry.
As much as possible.
I think you said shower often. No.
Please do it all.
I know. Yeah, let's dip around here.
August, we go to fly to New Orleans August 14th to play the 15th at House Blues there. And then August 17th, we're in Houston.
That's cool. Have you been to New Orleans before?
Yeah, I have. Oh, I haven't been since 2005 was the last time I played there.
Even though your lead singer's from there, you guys don't
know. So we finally got a gig there. So he's super excited.
Awesome. Yeah,
he flies to Vegas all the time. But no, he's excited. We're all excited. We're playing in his hometown and on his turf. Yeah.
And then we're here at the Viper Room September 13th.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so we make our LA debut.
You guys are coming out to that?
Yeah, well, we will. Tell us again so people will know.
Friday, September 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's special Friday the 13th. Yeah, we're at the Viper Room. We go on.
That's a cool gig, right?
Yeah,
cool venue.
Yeah, we were there.
I haven't played
night.
There since 2003.
Really?
I was usually played at the Whiskey or the Key Club.
So you've been playing for a while too, both of you.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I've done, God.
Hence the sunglasses at this time in the morning.
Yes. I know.
Permanent bags from all the touring.
They look younger than they are, you know.
I was very blessed to, when the time I was in LA Guns, to have done just tons of tours, 10 world tours.
Yeah.
I've played pretty much everywhere except China and South America. So, very lucky.
You guys, 2017, you guys came together as a band?
Late. I think Paul reached out to me in 2000, late 16. It was roughly about 2.5, 3 years ago.
You guys have, this might sound super ignorant, I don't know, or rude, I don't mean it to, but like, that's a short amount of time to like skyrocket and get on the Billboard, you know what I mean?
There's a difference, I think.
It's been a lot of work.
We definitely have paid our dues.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And with paying your dues, you do get to meet a lot of people along the way, mm-hmm. and it's a phone call, hey, and that definitely helps. If we were 22 years old, we wouldn't know anybody.
Yeah.
If we had famous parents or something, that can open doors, but we've all been around enough and we've met a lot of people. Networking
it's
and stuff.
Still a fight, though.
Oh,
I have dents in my forehead from all the brick walls I've had to smash down to get this where it is.
But we still are a new band.
Yeah.
You know, even though we've got some history behind us, but we're a new band. So it's hard to get in. When you do pick up the phone, I've never heard of you guys. What do you do? What do you do?
And then this is another catch-22, too, because of the success we had on charting. Now you're competing against, like, bands like Godsmack and Alice in Chains and Five Finger Death Punch and all these huge bands, and we're just like this little goldfish in this big pond,
but
at the same time,
so
we're super proud of like what we've accomplished.
And that's been
a great year.
I mean, look, some people put twice as much effort as you do, and they don't get to half as far as you did. So you got to keep things in perspective.
Absolutely.
You know?
We're very grateful what we've done. And we've just gotten signed to MI5 Universal about a month ago.
Congratulations.
And the stuff we're talking about led us to that.
Yes.
It was all.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Ted.
Everything we did was advantageous for us to get there. So, it's cool. And again, it's these songs and these videos, if you send it to somebody, this is good, man. What are you guys doing? You know, someone we just sort of hooked up with, it was a phone call, and we'll see what happens. But just when you send somebody something, it's like, what are you guys doing? Let me get involved with you. So we're just kind of waiting. And
it's work every day.
Yeah,
it's putting on
stop.
Boxing gloves.
It does help that you're good because horrible is it when it's like, oh, we're going to interview these people, and it's like, oh, God. Like, there's awful, but you have to pretend that it's good.
Yeah.
But like, you're some of those.
You're
really
pretending
good,
right
so.
Now,
no!
aren't you? I know Sam is.
I promise.
So, you know, but the release said Orgasmic Rock. What the hell is that? Is that what you guys play?
Some publicist came up with that. Really?
I've never read that. So what does it say?
Yeah.
I think it was somebody that did multiple interviews with us, and they quoted that. And
maybe.
Really,
I mean, okay, it says Radio King's rock and roll sound, orgasmic rock, with lead vocalist, blah, 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 and all that.
So. Okay, makes sense there. Yeah.
The group already charted on Billboard Top 40, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, so what does that mean? It just means that you play rock that
it's pleasurable.
Pleasurable.
I don't know. We have so many different facets with our band. It's like, you know, it's like, well, what do you sound like?
Right.
And it's hard to describe.
Yeah, it's like, who cares? Just listen to the music.
We have all these different.
I like Sam's idea. There,
yeah. So like, if you like 70s rock, like Cheap Trick or Blue Oyster Cult, it's like, you can dig our band. If you like 80s metal, like Guns N' Roses or LA Guns or Motley Crue, you'll dig this band. If you like 90s stuff, like Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, you'll like this band. If you like
that,
other
helps you
bands,
guys.
It really does. Yeah. But at the same time, we don't really sound like anybody else, though. In a way, because most of the hard rock that's charting is like kind of it's heavy.
Right.
It's like metal almost, and we're not a metal band.
You're not a metal band by any stretch. Yeah, I want to play another one of your songs because. So we can compare again and see what other style. Like, so this is an original song.
Yes.
Jack Black Flower.
This was our second single. This is going to be the new re-single when the album comes out this
with
month.
Yeah, with Universal. This is what we're releasing as a single.
So we had to take everything down off Spotify and all the streaming stuff. And then, because it's going to be released under the umbrella of Universal.
I see. Okay. So they need to get the credit.
So this is going to be the kickoff.
I see. Okay. Well, let's.
Debuting with you guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right here in LA.
I like it, man. You're good.
I like this part.
That's the drummer.
I know. You think she just want to play the drums when you listen?
When you wanna go, what you wanna be? A superstar, wait and see. The sky's a dream.
Definitely 70s, 80s vibe, you know? I mean, there's no way, you know, that they call you, you know, heavy metal? No, that's not heavy metal. That's not at all, right?
Cool. It's just cool rock and roll.
It is, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You just say, hey, we're a rock band.
That's right.
You know, that's it.
It's funny because
who cares about genres?
I agree. It's called active rock, right? And that's what we're
active
describing.
Rock.
Active rock, which is mainstream rock. Now, you could take a new band like Greta Van Fleet, which is getting played on active rock radio stations, they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I mean, verbatim. So,
right.
But that's considered active rock. So it's a really broad term.
It really is.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
So,
but this is really cool. I don't care what it is. He sings great.
Yeah, Paul
you guys
sounds
are
fantastic
tight,
on this.
You know?
Yeah.
Really cool. Looks like you guys are having a lot of fun.
We are. You're
watching
the video
and everything. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That was a good one to do.
Yeah, you guys can catch it on YouTube if you want to see the video too, Electric Radio Kings. Mm-hmm. The song is Jack Black Flower.
Will that be taken down, the music video?
No, they're still up.
They're still up.
That's going to be up?
Yeah.
So, Yeah, you know, I mean, I like, because I grew up with this kind of music, you know, so I can relate to it, you know, and you're right, like, there were a lot of bands at the time, no keyboards, no nothing, man, just guitar, bass, and and drums, you know.
Pretty much, man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like the sound. So what is, what are the plans now? So you guys are touring. Like, do you have some dates and stuff like that? Or, like, where are you going
to
be?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to New Orleans August 15th. And August 17th, we'll be in Houston, Houston, Texas.
Wow.
We're doing two shows with Tom Kiefer.
Do you remember him?
From Cinderella.
The band Cinderella?
I remember the group Cinderella. Yeah, yeah. I would
Tom's
never
a singer,
know.
Tom's a singer, guitar player. He's got a fantastic new song out. Highly recommend it.
He's really a solo artist now. Just,
really?
Great band. I've seen him a few times. Yeah, he's awesome. Fantastic.
So we're doing those two dates with him. And then, like I said, we're here September 13th at the Viper Room.
Uh-huh.
That's our own show, headlining show.
Right.
Then we play Las Vegas we got September 28th.
A potential Phoenix gig. But when we released the record, we had a lot coming up in the fall. We don't know just yet, but we have a lot coming up.
Our agent was trying to put this tour together. It was just too hellacious. It was
like
too
much
a week, and
wow,
it was like six shows a day.
Oh my god,
9 days a week. If that makes any sense. No, it was a lot of. We looked at it. We go, we physically can't do that.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like to, I can do a lot of things. But that was too much.
Yeah. Wow.
So here's a random question for you. Do you wake up one day and go, a song about Jack Black Flower? how do you, when you write songs, are you like, I'm
well,
gonna, I want to
write about
that
title. I don't know what it meant. It's loosely based off, there's a thing called a Jack Black Dahlia Flower.
Okay.
And that's kind of where I got the title. It was one of the first songs I wrote when Paul and I put this together. And he wrote a lyrics, and I was like, do whatever you want about it. And it's actually about the struggles like an entertainer or an actor go through in this town, whether it's in the '30s or '40s or the '50s or the '60s.
It applies. It's coming up to Hollywood and see what's going on.
That. And that's kind of the story of the song. But it's funny because this was just going to be an album track, and all of a sudden
it turned
Mike
into...
was like, "Hey, check this mix out," and we were like, "Oh crap, this might be this,
and again when we single. Listening to stuff back again for myself, I gravitated to this song. I liked all the stuff, but just the way it turned out was really cool. And we sort of shot that video. That's a live video. That was us playing in front of people. We didn't take it a bunch of times. That was just one take.
Really?
One take playing live, and it's dead on time.
The guy who does our videos, Mason Wright, he's a young guy. He's 24 years old, and he's done all three of our videos, Sympathy for Me, Back to
Black.
Nice.
Let's give him a plug, too.
And he did a great he did a great job. And so that song just stood out to me and all of us, and we dig it.
Cool.
Any of you throw out, I want to write a song about this. Like, I'm going through this right now. Yeah. Can we write about it? Or does that not, how do you guys come up with your ideas to write,
usually it starts, like, Paul and I have this weird relationship, like, he'll send something.
He'll mail us something, like an email.
A text, or just send it in
a
verse
riff.
And a chorus, and he's like, finish the rest of it. And,
that's cool.
But he'll
that's
just do
nice
it on acoustic guitar,
it.
So I gotta kind of take it and see a big picture of it with, like, electric guitars, and then it's like, okay, well, Johnny, take this and, like, what do you want to do on the drums? And it's just this whole
and arrange
process,
the parts, you know? Say the verse, the chorus, the pre-chorus, the solo section, and then we kind of put it together. Mm-hmm. But again, it's interesting because he lives in New Orleans. He's not here. That's what I mean. He'll send us something via text, a little thing of him,
an email,
or email, and that's kind of how it starts.
Yeah.
Do you rehearse over FaceTime, like, or do you
no?
Just send
we
it
never
back,
rehearse.
Like, we just like,
that's insane. Oh my God.
I'm not lying.
How did we come up with a whole set of music?
It is amazing. Yeah. But again, we've been playing so long, and I'm the guy, and I say this, I'm like the whip master. We've got to rehearse, guys, and we do. We Paul will fly in if we're doing a show or a tour. We get together four or five times, and you know we're in the studio for maybe 3 hours, so we put it together. And then we fine tune it when we're playing live. And then the next show, it gets better, tighter. But
right.
that's kind of what we do. He flies in and wow. we rehearse it. But the songs, I mean, again, we just put, we played. Yeah. It was Stacey and I. Was, drums and guitar yeah. recorded all of that.
Yeah.
There was nothing
like, I'll
else.
Map it out with a drum machine so everybody has kind of a clear
right.
idea of, uh-huh. of yeah. what it's going
to
be like.
And I'll listen to it and go, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Johnny, when did you pick up the drums first?
Oh,
were you very young?
Very, well, 12. Well, actually, I'm lying to you there. I'd say I got my first real drum set around 12, 13. But I had one of those, you know, Sears little kits when I was a kid. I just wanted to play drums.
Yeah.
I saw this band called Kiss.
Yeah.
And just a little old band.
It kind of changed my life. But
really?
I always wanted to play drums. My dad was into big band and swing. And I met Buddy Rich when I was a kid. I saw Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers. I went to Count Basie's birthday party. I had birthday cake with Count Basie, if anyone knows who he is. If you don't, Google him.
I'm not even that old to know that.
I know.
That, you know?
So my father took me when I was a kid, and that's what got me, I'm going to say that, into music. But then I saw Kiss, and I opened up that record, and it changed my life. And I wanted to play drums. That's what I play. I mean, I can't really play. I mean, I played, you know, piano. I can play a little bit here and there, and I can pick up a bass guitar. But it just
you want the beat. You need to be banging.
That's,
on the
drums.
The drums chose you.
Yeah, I remember reading an article from a famous drummer, and he says, if you want to be, you know, a master at your craft, stick with that and be the best you can.
Yeah.
I wish I practiced more. I really do. But you have a life and you do things. When I was younger, I practiced all the time to get where I'm at. But there are days I look at my drum set and I go, oh, I got to play you, don't I? And I just go and put the TV on and I should play more. But when we get together, we bang it out really good and it's awesome. But
very
that's
nice.
My little story about.
Yeah. And you, when did you pick up the guitar?
I was 11 and I took piano from heavy piano from 9 to 11. And my family was a long line of piano players.
Oh, I see. So you both come from musical families.
So my parents bought me this little acoustic guitar when I was 11. And I just remember picking it up and just banging on it. And never left my body.
So
by the time... what was cool was that because of the heavy piano training, I got very good on guitar quick. Because I had all this formal... piano training, I picked up on it quick. And then when I was 15, you know, my parents were like, oh my God, what have we done?
I know. But my history with guitar is pretty similar, but I obviously never pursued it to the point you have. I think about the age of 18, I kind of dropped it and never looked back, you know? So, I mean, I still got like a very expensive guitar. My dad got me like the best there was at the time.
Oh, nice.
A Gibson SG, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
You see? Cool. So that's, everybody's like, wow.
That's a big
guitar. You know, and it's a 1973, you know, so it's pretty nice guitar. And I give it to my son because I don't play anymore.
And
but
he's going to put it in the pawn shop one day.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, we know a guy who does.
He got him his own Strat, so, you know, he can play his own. But he really shreds now, and he picked up where I was.
Oh,
I was more like a rhythm guitar because I picked up the guitar really in order to sing.
Sure.
You know, that's what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I was never good at lead, you know, because I never focused too much on that. But that's why we have people like you to pick up the slack.
And I teach as well.
Do you teach
5 days a week.
Yeah. Oh, how can people study
that's cool,
with you?
They can go on my website, stacyblades.com, and email me through that, management@stacyblades.com.
Sounds
or
good.
Or Facebook me. Yeah.
Piano or just guitar?
Just guitar, yeah.
Yeah, the hell with the piano. You left
it's funny because my wife actually bought me a keyboard. She kept saying... so tired of me saying, oh, I regret stopping playing piano. She actually got me a keyboard a couple years ago. So it's kind of, that's something too. Piano's not an easy instrument. That's something every day you gotta, because if you don't, like anything else, it's like you'll forget everything that you've been working on.
That's
like
true.
Anything, you got to do it every day. Just like if you're learning guitar, you got to play.
That's
every
true. You see, and
day.
I've forgotten a lot. You know, it's like I'm very rusty, and that discourages me from going back because I'm like, oh, I lost it. You know, but that's not a good attitude to have.
If you're learning an instrument, I highly recommend, not because I teach music, but it's like you can't learn out of a book. You can't learn out of watching a video screen on YouTube. Yes, they're good tools, but having a teacher and having a hands-on approach to
it's the same with everything, you know, with athletes too. You know, if you don't practice all the time,
that's
what happens.
You don't use it, you lose. It's right hand, left hand. If like they're not doing it correctly, it inhibits the process of learning.
So. Yeah. So okay, so StacyBlades.com.
Yeah.
How can people find you?
Just call me.
Okay.
Here's my no. Just you can find me
social media.
Yeah, Instagram, Johnny Rude. It's easy to find. Facebook, Instagram.
I am Johnny Rude.
I am Johnny Rude. Yeah, I am. But yeah, simple.
And
simple.
What about for the band?
It's electricradiokings.com.
Okay.
And our Facebook is facebook.com/electricradiokings.
Yeah, all they have to do is just Google it.
Yeah, you Twitter, Radio Kings Official, and Instagram, Electric Radio Kings.
Right.
Yeah.
And who came up with the title for the band?
We were like, what were we going to call this thing? So I had this name sitting around for a while called Stereo Kings.
Okay.
And Paul was like, and so everyone was like, oh, it's okay. And Paul was like, we need something a little bit better. I'm like, okay. And the next day, he's like, I got the name. I said, what is it? He goes, Electric Radio Kings. I'm like, that's cool. Because we like ERK.
Too. Yeah.
It's like three.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just stuck.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool, man. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you, you guys, Sam.
Are awesome.
Thank you.
You're great, Sam. Musicians. Yeah. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah. Cool,
you
man.
Know, great backgrounds. I love the music. You know, I got to tell you here, let's play a couple more tracks from, a couple more seconds of Jack Black Flower. Sure. Just to sort of like give a taste of who was actually here this morning. I love it, man. You guys are good.
Thanks, awesome. Thanks.
You guys are good. That's my kind of rock sound.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And I'll be listening
good
to you.
Good musicians in this band.
Yeah, definitely. So you're going to be at the Viper Room. When is that going to be again?
Friday, September 13th.
Friday, September 13th. We're going to have to. Nobody's going to remember it if you don't put it down now on your phone.
Mark it down.
Sam will
mark
be talking it down. About it for the next 2 months, though.
Exactly. So you'll have to send me a reminder.
Walk all over LA and tell everybody
that.
I've got a stack of flyers for you.
Oh, I'll hand them out on the corner. Don't worry.
Remember those days? Oh, we were out here handing the flyers out in the heyday of this scene on the Sunset Strip.
It's not easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we saw all the cool
stuff.
So
you paid your dues.
We did.
Yeah.
And we still are.
And you still are, exactly.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep going.
It's
if you
never
give up,
over.
Never quit.
Right.
Never quit. Just keep doing it. What you
it's
love
like
doing.
A I can't equate it to like a shark. Sharks got to keep swimming.
Right.
You know.
Keep going.
Well, yeah.
Tenacity, too. It's the people that are like, yeah, no, no,
it's,
no.
It's, it'll that's, suck your soul out.
It
really will.
It's going,
it's
you know?
Being in the music business or actors or anything like that, it's you have to be so dedicated. It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It tests your sanity.
Oh, yes,
it tests
it
your
and your pocketbook.
Your pocketbook.
The strength
of your soul
will
be like just, oh man.
No,
just,
my dad always says it's
I don't know how to do anything else.
I know. Well, that's the thing too.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. My dad's always like, it's the quality of life over anything else. And so like you can be broke but you do what you love.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta be happy.
That's it.
You
gotta
you can be miserable making good money but be miserable. Or you can do what you love and not make a lot of money, but be happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Happy that's, with what you're doing.
Yeah. That's the most important thing.
Because if you're not happy, and even if you're successful, we've lost so many amazing musicians and stuff who were super successful, but they weren't
happy.
Right, exactly. And you got to keep your day job until you become like Van Halen. And shit,
that's right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm still
so you
got to
pay your bills. Yeah.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the Van Halen train to come.
You'll get there, guys.
Oh,
thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Sam.
Great demo, Sam. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you guys as well. Thanks.
Yeah, you see, you helped her out.
Thank you, Jimmy Starr, for setting this up, our publicist.
Yeah, definitely. And you see, they helped you out because they were great guests.
Amazing guests.
Right?
Super easy to talk with.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Work. Do you want people to find you on social media or anything?
Sure, you can. It's Emily Sweet.
Emily Sweet.
It's
there you
Emily
go.
Sweet.
It's Emily Sweet.
At It's Emily Sweet, I know.
Right.
That's right, like candy. Sweet.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Today is Friday, which means we get a couple days off. I'm looking forward to that. And in that case, we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.